98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Shali Pittman filling in for Lisa Hale. An Appleton nonprofit is reaching out to help those who don't have a place to warm up in these dangerously cold temperatures. WGBW's Connie Fellman has more.
Jenny Moore with Pillars, Inc. says when the temperature hits 10 degrees or below, Pillars goes into their cold weather response plan to try to save as many lives as possible.
We're extending our shelter. So we're providing extra shelter for individuals. We're extending the number of beds that we have available to try to keep people inside and safe, knowing that when the temperature dips to that level, it's dangerous.
Pillars operates two shelters, an adult facility and a family shelter. Moore says both shelters use a waiting list and are always at capacity. The organization also has a day resource center where people can come in from the cold, use the computers, charge their phones, even just sit and enjoy some fellowship over a puzzle. Case managers are available to help connect people with resources. If you or someone you know could use the help at Pillars, learn more about them at pillarsinc.org.
Connie Fellman reporting. Other shelters include COTS, which is taking applications to its program in Oshkosh. There's also the Day by Day shelter and Father Cars. City leaders in Appleton are making updates to how donated breast milk is handled as part of a program that helps premature and critically ill babies. The city's health department has been collecting donor milk for about a year now on behalf of the nonprofit Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes. Public health officials say the site sees 1 to 2 drop-offs of milk a week, sometimes a freezer full. Earlier this week, the city council unanimously approved updated procedures for the milk bank pickup and drop-off. I'm Shali Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks take on the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's lost 4 of their last 5 games, including Wednesday at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Bobby Portis on what he saw on the tape of that game.
I think just overall, you always want to just take care of the ball, especially against teams like that, scrappy teams that kind of feed off transition baskets and things. So kind of sad we didn't take care of the ball, get out to a good start early, and they kind of just, you know, pour it on to the rest of the game. Wish we would have, you know, took care of the ball better.
College hoops. Another win for Wisconsin. The Badgers beat Penn State 98-71 last night in Pennsylvania. Wisconsin has now won 5 in a row. They'll host the USC Trojans on Sunday. NFL. The Packers' search for a new defensive coordinator continues. Matt LaFleur interviewed former Packers defensive back Al Harris. Harris has been a secondary coach for the Chiefs, the Cowboys, and currently for the Chicago Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning, and it's not going to warm up much today. Mostly sunny with a high of only 6 below zero today. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 17 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few light snow showers in the afternoon with a high of 2 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.